USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Taliban has prevented four chartered planes that were set to evacuate hundreds of people from Afghanistan from leaving the country. An official at the airport in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif said that the flights were to be full of Afghans that they claimed did not have passports or visas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul said earlier Sunday that there were Americans and Afghan interpreters among those trying to leave on those grounded flights. The State Department later said that it has no reliable way to confirm information about any charter flights since it no longer has personnel on the ground. And residents of South Lake Tahoe could soon return to their homes as the wildfire that was threatening the resort town stalled a few miles away. Crews have made progress on the Calder Fire that had forced about 22,000 people out of their homes, allowing the evacuation orders to be reduced to warnings. Authorities have warned people that the fire still has the potential to threaten homes, but is currently 43% contained, according to Cal Fire. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
There continues to be conflicting reports regarding the exact number of Americans, journalists, or Afghans who worked with the U.S. military still trapped in Afghanistan. John Clemens reports.
During his last news briefing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken refused to say how many were left behind.
We're in constant contact with Americans who remain in Afghanistan and may still wish to leave.
K.P. Yohannan of the humanitarian relief organization Gospel for Asia tells us his people on the ground have a much higher estimate.
In Kabul, there are 3,000 American soldiers actually protecting some hotel buildings where 50,000 Afghani refugees are now sheltered. So we hear a handful of Americans are in Afghanistan. That is not true. There are a lot more than we know.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
A new report shows that hundreds of schools across the country have shut down due to COVID outbreaks in the last 2 months. The report from Data Service Burbio says that about 1,000 schools have closed for some period of time since late July. The data coming as debates occur in districts across the country over mask mandate policies. Dr. Ashish Shah says the conversations about masks in schools have become overly politicized. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells Fox News that there's strong evidence that masking can be part of a larger strategy to reduce the virus's spread in schools.
This is unnecessarily political, and I don't really understand why it has become so. What I say about kids and masking is that the evidence clearly leans towards the masking being helpful in preventing infections, preventing spread. It's not bombproof. The evidence is strong, but not, I would say, overwhelming. But the bottom line is that it should be part of a broader package. If you just do masking, probably not enough. But if we have testing in schools, if we improve ventilation, we get adults vaccinated. It is absolutely possible to get every child back to school full time safely this fall. We shouldn't be turning these things into political battles. We should be looking at the data and then driving policy based on that.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.